Linax fly testing. A quick signal report.
Uniform 2 Tango, I had to get some food out of my mouth so I could talk.
I think I must have an issue with this handy talkie.
This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, over here in Spartanburg.
Handy talkie, I'm having some issues with it, so I'll have to hook up something else. Thanks for coming back to me, KF4NXY.
All right, talk to you later, W2T.
2NV, sitting down here in Powdersville, and you're coming in strong, clear as a bell, low colliding.
My receipt's kind of kicking in and out, so I think I got where I've got the adapter hooked up. I've got some kind of issue going on, but thanks for letting me know. KF4NXY.
Problem. Good signal. I've got the same issue with the handheld. Anyway, this is N4QNV.
Mobile.
For ZEW Mobile.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
I guess it is actually afternoon.
How are you today?
This is Ben from Simpsonville. I'm just out running some errands, returning a library book, and mailing spills.
Same thing, heading towards Gurr to take care of some stuff.
It might not be yet another poor day for yard work, so I think I'm going to spend the afternoon just working on some programs that I'm playing with on my Arduino.
With
Polly, Ben is Benjamin in Simpsonville.
Wyatt, the webmaster, that doesn't want to be a webmaster anymore.
Yeah, it's looking like Tyler might want to take that from you. So I'm the one who I guess will be on a call tonight. Be glad to help with that. I just can't lead it.
Long time being lead on everything, but I got so many projects going on, I just do not have the time to keep up with it. And, you know, nobody ever wanted to post on the website. Jason wanted to post for a little while, and then he stopped posting, and it's like, I don't have time. I mean, you know, the I'm fine giving people rights to post, but they just don't actually post.
Yeah, I was thinking that, yeah, people do all the posting on social media and stuff now, but if we started a club forum where people could ask for help and advice and, you know, things like that, then that might be something that's beneficial for our website. It's not necessarily a social media thing.
Set up some kind of WordPress forum. I'm not exactly certain what it was, but he seemed to actually not get any traction on it. So, I have no idea. I'm just a server kind of IT kind of person when it comes to things I do for free. I'm not really the guy that sits out front and says, oh, I'm going to write 15,000 articles just to keep a website busy.
Yeah, I'm not much of a, you know, content creator, I suppose they call them now, myself.
I was looking for a content creator. I'm not a content creator, but, you know, I'll program stuff up in the background and do stuff like that. And, you know, I'm not a Windows guy either. I'm strictly Unix or Linux or that stuff.
I've dabbled in Linux. Kind of dropped off site because I was like, I got to spend my time with a family and a job and stuff now. So, as you know, anything Linux takes a lot of time.
A front end learning curve, and you know, if you started the Windows world with DOS, at least you're halfway there. You know what a command line is. But all my servers I run headless, so. You know, anybody else done that would be able to figure anything out.
You grew up in a DOS world, and then at school we had DEC stations and VAX VMS, and the DEC station, that's digital equipment. So, I started off with, Gopher and FTP and Telnet and all that good stuff, and didn't get into GUIs until man, like halfway through my college career.
We have a deck lamp here, over near Mount Road area, and you know what VMF stands for, right?
A few things, but I may have to look it up on our Urban Dictionary if it's not radio safe.
It's known as the vomit-making system.
100%. It was, that was a weird OS. I gotta say, I suppose it was mainframe, but it was just weird compared to anything else I've ever experienced.
Elmer actually made computer systems, and that's what I grew up on, was OS 16. And it was an interesting system, you know, full 19-inch rack, and it only holds, I think something like 512K core memory.
That was back in the days that 640K was enough for anybody.
What I do is kind of at the juncture between fully embedded and let's get the data to an actual modern desktop or even Raspberry Pi kind of system. So I'm kind of in that little transitional area where I do most of my stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of embedded stuff. They still use less than 16K.
Yeah, even still, it's been a while. I did some, I played with the Linux router project, and you could put it was fit on a floppy disk, and it was a router / firewall that you could put on like a 486. The whole thing fit on a 3.5 floppy, and, two network cards, and you had a router.
What is it? OpenWRT is still going strong, and they're all running on, you know, embedded processors and you know, highly memory restricted environments. It still works pretty good. I think some of those routers you're actually seeing up to a meg of user memory now.
Good old times, huh?
That I have with a lot of the people who program for Microsoft, you look at the actual file size of the executable, and that does not even include the libraries, and you go, this will never run on a 386 machine, and, you know, or a microcontroller or anything else. It just uses too much memory, and that, you know, everything that I've seen from the Windows world is they're just memory hogs, and don't even get me started on Java.
Yeah, I agree with you on both of those points. Windows never was slim. It's always been pretty bloated because you probably remember the DLL hell around the Windows 95, 98 eras. And, the libraries would get too bloated and then they wouldn't mesh together very well. So it was messy, but people bought it.
I work stuff. I got one program, and because I work in a federally regulated environment, they have to OS certify the software. And the software is OS type certified for Windows 7. So I have exactly one Windows 7 machine just sitting around so I can do things. But they're like, well, you can upgrade to Windows 10, but it's not type certified, and you may get in trouble for it.
Now, that makes sense. I work in medical software, and yeah, the regulations can get weird. Sometimes you just have to have things just to have those things, you know, to meet whatever ISO requirement or whatnot.
And, you know, everything's old in aviation. I just tell you, everything is old. Except for the new stuff that they're letting them put into place. But everything on the ground is still old. I got this stupid transmitter that the power supply board blew out on it. And they supposedly fixed it, and I went in to install it and check it out. And, hey, guess what? No DC power to the rest of the transmitter. So they didn't actually fix the power supply board all the way. So I'm having to haul it back. And you can't find the service manual for these things online. And it's just a pain in the rear.
For ZEW for ID, yes, documentation has always been a weak point in software development. And, that seems to be across the board. Like, I got a Nano VNA device, and I mean, there's no documentation for it. I mean, you got to dig it all up online, and there's a couple of wiki pages. But like, they ship you the device, they give you a memory map on, you know, a menu map on paper, and you just have to figure it out.
Your software up on GitHub or something like that.
There's software, there's variations, forks, all kinds of stuff on GitHub. But if you just want a straight up, I need to use it manual, you really have to dig for that kind of documentation.
Yeah. Saw somebody post the simple Nano VNA video, and I watched a little bit of that, and I was like, well, okay, that's interesting. Seems reasonable. But I'm, you know, here lately, I've actually been trying to find what is the thing called? It's like a Nook, but it's not a Nook, to run some stuff on. But you can't find anything that'll run straight on, you know, 12 volt, 14 volt DC. They're all 19 volt DC.
Weird. Yeah, that's really bizarre.
Now, behind that is provide 19 volts. That way, if the processor jacks up to 55 watts, we can cover the sag. But they only need a 12 volt rail. Everything in the machine runs at 12 volts or less. So, it's a 1235U processor. Because I need something really low power, because it's going to be sitting on a mountainside, and all it has to back it up is a solar panel.
You're barking up the right tree with the Raspberry Pi type stuff. I haven't played with one. I'm learning Arduino right now. But the Raspberry Pi seems better to do standalone things on. And I'm researching the ESP32 boards, because I think you can get those things as a standalone device and, you know, run it on 3.3 volts.
Is that what's going to be running on the... it's actually going to do more than what a Raspberry Pi can do. The Raspberry Pi is actually too underpowered, and USB 3 solid-state drives suck up too much of the power. You can't really power those from the Raspberry Pi and expect them to do what they're supposed to do. So I've been looking at the Intel processor, because I can still, you know, they're mobile processors, so they're actually designed to, you know, top out at around 28 watts.
Sounds like you certainly can't run those drives off of the Pi power. And you said you got solar for the rest, but the drives will certainly have to run off of another power source, independent of the Raspberry Pi.
At the moment, I have a 100 amp hour battery. I definitely am going to have to crank that up a bit more.
For Ray to keep it charged, even if you bring it up, say, to 200?
It will keep it, well, for the Raspberry Pi and related hardware, the 100 amp hour battery will generally run just fine for about 2 days, unless it's like it is today, and then I have a charger that kicks on for, it's right off AC, that'll kick on for a couple hours each day just to top the battery up. But I'm probably pulling, I don't know, about 40 watts, more or less constant off that.
It's really cool to get it completely independent and, you know, spec'd out that way. But you can develop some kind of kit out of that.
I'm tension. Just gotta get all the bugs worked down and get the system able to handle the workload that it is designed for. But like I said, the Raspberry Pi with four cores, it doesn't quite manage to do everything it needs to do. And I don't even have the radio software running on it yet. Oops.
You can run those Pis in parallel, or task them out in a way?
But the Intel 12th gen, you got was it 2 performance cores and 8 efficiency cores. So you can chug at things a little bit better in a much better efficiency profile.
That's in the, I guess you called it the Nook-like device. You said it's not exactly a Nook, but a Nook-like.
That's affirmative.
You'll have to tell us about it in the club when you get it hammered out and working well.
I actually want it. I'll just sell you one for $8,000. There you go.
Club discount will knock it down to $20.
I can knock the price off to $20. You'll only pay something $980. But the machine I'm actually looking at right now, it sells to the public for about $600. So I say $8,000. That includes the R&D cost.
There's a lot of components to it, I'm just kidding about that. But I'd be really interested in it once you get it optimized and up and running.
I have it running on a Raspberry Pi, but that's how I determined that a Raspberry Pi can now actually handle the workload. Because there's also some mapping software on it, and that's the part of the workload that the Pi just cannot handle. It just doesn't have the capability to keep up.
Give me about a minute. I've got a train going by. I'm down at the library in Simpsonville. I'll get right back with you. KO4ZEW.
Made my first stop in about 4 minutes, according to the map.
Well, good talking to you. I suppose I'll talk to you tonight on the Zoom call, and we'll see what kind of progress we can make tonight.
I'm gonna make it. I don't know. I got like 7 more stops to go today. I'm trying to make it.
If you're not in, like right at 6 or whenever it is, I'll mention that. You'll get in when you can, if you can.
Of course, today, and I'll monitor for another 4 minutes, and I'll be clear.
KO4ZEW, clear.